Welcome to Journey to Alignment, the podcast, where you come to learn about the journey it takes to fully lean into your purpose. I'm your host, Sam Harper, and founder of Sharper Advising. Together, we will learn about the beaten path and the methods it takes to be a trailblazer. Everyone's journey is different, and I want you to know that you're right on time and everything is falling into place. Your path doesn't have to look the same as anyone else's. When I'm rising, so are you. Let's get into it. You guys, I am so excited to be having our very first guest on the show, Regina Lawrence. I'm so excited to have her here. You guys, she is one of my soul sisters. She has helped me tremendously in my journey, my path, and I am so excited that she's going to be sharing some of her wisdom and her journey with us today. Regina is a business coach for business coaches. She also has a social media strategy agency. She has a podcast herself. She is an ex-attorney. She's got a lot of things under her belt, but I want her to tell us a little bit more about who she is in her own words. Her bio will be in the show notes. So go down there if you want to look at that in more depth. But Regina, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited that you're here.
Mary Pants, you have a podcast.
Oh, girl, I have a podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be your first interviewed guest for Journey to Alignment. And as we said before we started recording, we're just raw dogging this one.
We're going through life. With like reckless abandon for the things that we want to do. One of the only reasons why I'm even doing this podcast is because of the encouragement from you. And I just so appreciate that. So thank you for the encouragement.
You're welcome.
And also, you guys, Regina's helped me so much. I'm a coach myself. You guys know that. But there's been moments when I've been super overwhelmed and Regina's like my back pocket, like secret sauce. So she's the real deal. So Regina, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do in better detail than I just did, and where your journey really started.
Yeah. So I am a business coach for coaches. I help coaches from the beautiful inception of the idea to start a coaching business all the way through to creating their niche, their brand, their signature program, how to sell it, basically the basics of everything you need to launch your coaching business. I also started a social media marketing agency over a year ago, and we help to curate your brand, write copy, do everything that you need to show up on social media. I know that social media is not a lot of people's zone of genius, and so it shouldn't be. So we do that for people. I do a lot of things. I'm also a podcaster. I have a podcast called All the Things with Regina Lawrence, which is really fitting because I feel like I'm always doing all the things.
All the things.
All the time. So my journey, where did my journey start? I feel like my journey to alignment, to who I am now, to who I am becoming has been something that has really been becoming since I was a kid. I'm one of nine kids. I'm from a big Italian, Irish, East Coast family from Philadelphia. And when I was a child, I grew up in a lot of like seemingly normal middle class, but behind the scenes chaos. Mm-hmm. I have seven of my nine siblings have suffered with some sort of addiction at different levels. And I always felt like a black sheep. But from a very young age, something that is beautiful that my mom instilled in me was a connection to the divine, a connection to the angelic realm, a connection and like an intimacy with God. Like, she taught me like that, like God is always there as like a father and love. And so that was something beautiful. And that's something that has helped me tap back into alignment at different parts of my life and of my journey. And then growing up in that chaos, I was like, you know what, you got to do something different. And so there's five girls in my family. None of the women in my family were ever encouraged to go to college or pursue higher education because my dad's family is like old school, like South Philly Italians. And so I decided to have a different life. I would put myself through college, put myself through law school, put myself through a master's of law. And then I ended up becoming a trial attorney doing civil work for the city of Philadelphia, which was a dream of mine to be, you know, 24 years old and trying cases in federal court. And then from that, I went to a big white collar firm in Philly and I did white collar fraud insurance investigation work. And I did everything I set out to do in life. And yet I was so utterly unfulfilled with the life that I had actively chosen and sought out. And so that led me to this like lots of aha pivotal moments. But I had this like aha pivotal moment where I like ended up on my office floor in a pencil skirt and a pair of Louboutins having a panic attack, crying. And like I just had this moment of divine enlightenment where I was shown like life doesn't have to be this hard and life doesn't have to be this painful. You get a choice. And I didn't know the answer or the solution, but I knew that I had to go on a journey. And from that moment on my office floor, I made an intentional commitment to change the trajectory of my life. And so I spent 3 years doing a lot of mindset and soul work to change what I was doing with my life, changing how I showed up in the world. And that led me into the world of becoming a coach.
Wow, what a story. You know, there's so much beauty in the chaos. And I mean that because I've experienced that too.
Yeah.
And it what we think we want is not always the case.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's realized until you reach that moment. And then you're like, oh my God, how did I end up here? And you're like, I know exactly how I ended up here. Here's the 10 steps it took, or, you know, however many steps it took to get to this exact place. This is exactly what I wanted. And then having a moment of like, oh no, something needs to change.
Totally. And
I love that you had this deeply instilled connection to the divine, and how that's really transversed in your journey now and where you're at now. And so I want to ask too, like, you had that moment in the office, panic attack, full panic attack. What was the first step? Like the very next day, or maybe even that evening, what was the thing? I know, because I want this to be tangible for people who are listening. When you're in that moment, it can be really paralyzing. And what's the next move?
So literally in that moment, as I'm having this panic attack, I grabbed my phone and I put on a Headspace meditation. Because like, you know, like meditation is supposed to help you. It's supposed to fix your life, right? So that was the first thing I started to do. I started to meditate. I started to meditate every day with an app for 5 minutes. And then I started to journal. I'm really connected. I'm very creative. Writing is a big creative outlet for me. So I started writing every morning. And I then was like, I need more help. So then I hired a coach who was like my first mindset and business coach. And when I worked with him, the thing that we started with, which has like been the most pivotal transformational thing for me, is recognizing and understanding that the words that we say and the thoughts that we think affect the output of our life. And so I started doing like mental like workouts where I would start to change. Like if I was thinking, I decided I was never going to say anything bad about myself again. We're done. No bad thoughts about myself. So I started to change my mindset one thought at a time. So for example, if I was thinking like, oh, you're so stupid, I'd be like, no, you're not stupid. Yeah. That wasn't the best life decision that you could have made in this moment, but you're amazing. And so I started to, the way I spoke about myself, and I started to realize unconsciously, like even with sarcasm, I would be like sarcastically be like, oh my gosh, I'm such a hot mess, or, you know, joking, but like the body doesn't know the difference. The cells in our body don't know the difference between sarcasm and reality. It just knows the words and the meanings. So I started to really fine tune my languaging, the way I talked, the way I thought, and then it like those were the first few steps though that I started to take to make changes in my life.
Wow. Yeah, that it's so true. The things that you put out into the universe are the things that you get back, vibrationally matching what you want. And you're right, the body does not know the difference. Our body is always looking for ways to match whatever is going on inside. So if there's activity and chaos going on inside, that's what you're going to be matched with on the external environment that you're in. So, okay. So this is a really beautiful first, like, tangible step, is changing that inner dialogue. Doing your meditation, journaling was really helpful for you. Now, throughout your journey, and you had this moment, you started doing some new practices. Were there moments that you took a sidestep and you got off of your path, and it was something that maybe you thought was not part of your journey, but ended up being like a really important part of where you are now?
I feel like everything that has happened since I started that journey has somehow led to the next step. Like, and that was also a mindset shift for me. Like, something I used to do as a kid, I love cause and effect. I love to be like, I met this person and that led to that experience, which led to that experience, which led to that person. So because my mindset is truly everything is happening for me, every single thing that has happened, every shitty guy I've hooked up with, every like thing, like business decision, like it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do with my business and how I wanted to show up as a coach. And for like a year, I was like, oh, what are you doing? Why couldn't you have come to this conclusion sooner? Well, I needed to go through each of those steps and decisions to then get to the place where I could do the thing I was doing. So everything was everything felt like a sidestep, but it was also just like a part of the bigger plan, I think.
Yeah. I feel that. I so feel that. So not living in regret, but really living in learning from the moments and the experiences that you've been in and building.
Totally.
Yeah. Oof. I love that. So when you're, I mean, the journey is never ending, right? So we are continually growing and changing and morphing. Where are you at in your journey right now?
That's a great question. So is specifically, I'm in a few different places in my journey right now. And I would categorize it as like, where am I at in my business journey? Where am I at in my spiritual journey? Where am I at in my human journey? They're all different, but they're all connected. So I would say the big word or theme for each area of my life right now is massive expansion. Expansion to the point where I have a lot of moments of feeling really stretched and it feeling really painful and it being really scary. So I felt like in my business, I have had my head down and I've had tunnel vision for a really long time, knowing that this is going to pay off, all of the hard work you're doing. And all the hard work I've put in over the past 2 years has really paid off in the most beautiful, abundant way. But with that abundance and with that new up-leveling comes a stretching that is requires me to learn a whole new set of skills that I didn't have before. So that's scary and exciting. Because that up-leveling is happening in my business, it's requiring me to tune in spiritually in a way that I haven't had to do before. So I like things like, okay, like for example, before I could get away with meditating not every single day or not tuning in every single day. I can't get away with that anymore. Like there's too much on the line and there's too much expansion happening that if I'm not an energetic match physically and spiritually for what I'm creating in the world, I can't hold the container of that project anymore. So I am being like expanded like tenfold in every area of my life. With my physical fitness, like I'm putting in so much time and energy into working out. Like you and I have talked about it, like I'm ordering meals and I'm like really up-leveling my health because again, the physical body container has to be right to hold the energy of everything that's being created.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the part that a lot of people miss is that you're either so focused on the outcome or the business strategy part that you're not focusing on the container in which it's delivered. Like if you are optimal mind, body, spirit, anything that you're producing or putting out into the world is not going to be optimal either. Such an important part of the journey.
Absolutely. And I think some people, that's like a misstep for some people where they expand one area. So like business is expanding and they're like, I don't have time for my body because I am putting all my effort into this other thing. Well, that's a huge misstep because what there's going to be an energetic imbalance in one place. And like my spiritual teacher said to me, when I started working with her again a couple months ago, she was like, the top of you is like a big tree that is like exploding. And she was like, but we need your roots to be deeper and more grounded into the earth so you can hold the weight of the top of the container.
Ooh, that is good. Ooh, that's so good. That gave me chills.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Yes, you have to be rooted and grounded. So you spoke about something that I think from the outside can look really alluring. Like people watching from the outside are like, oh my gosh, you know, she's living the life, doing fun things. Like the expansion looks really, really beautiful from the outside. Like she's doing the damn thing, like boss babe vibes all the time, you know? But what are those moments that people don't get to see? Like the real, real, like either like crying in the shower or like, what does it really look like behind the scenes?
I cry almost every single morning when I meditate.
Yep.
I know that you know that. I cry every day. I cry every single day. And every time a new business deal comes in, I celebrate it. And I'm a little scared because I'm like, I don't want to fuck this up. When I started practicing law, I remember my first cases. I was like it hit me. I was like, I'm a real attorney. I have to handle this much money. I am being trusted with a lawsuit. What? Like, and when with my business now, like when new things come in, I'm like, this is like a new client. Like people know who I am. This needs to be like a high standard that I am delivering for people. And I always want to have that, but because this is like new, it's like, it's scared. I get scared. I am scared every single day. I am uncomfortable every single day. And I would say 97% of the time I lean into it because I have, what the fuck else am I going to do? But there are days when I am like, I'm taking a nap. I can't deal with any of this right now. And I am taking a nap right now. And so that's the real part of it, is that like the bigger things grow and the better things get, like people see our highlight reels on social media. Like they don't see that, like, yes, I've been in this business for 2 years and I am at a point where I am very profitable.
Yeah.
I went to school for 5 million years to have the brain that I have.
Absolutely.
Like I worked with clients for 7 years in a capacity that stretched me and gave me panic attacks and put me in a position in life to do what I can do. So yeah, like some things are easier for me and seem like, oh, like that's come so easy for her. They do, because I spent 5 billion years getting to this point.
Right, they weren't always easy. They weren't always easy.
No. Yeah. And it's still not easy.
Right.
Nothing that I do, I can do things with ease. I, even when I'm scared shitless, I love my life, but it's not easy.
Right. Yes. And I want that to be really drilled into people who are on their journey, who are doing the hard work, who are practicing, who are really scared, who are so nervous, who have panic attacks in the car on the way to the meeting. Like, expansion and the journey is not pretty.
And my boobs sweat. Like I get nervous and my boobs sweat. Like, come on.
It's just, there's a lot of mess in the journey. And
totally.
It's not linear. It's not linear. It is like that squiggle line. I'm sure everybody's seen that one. Like the squiggle line of success, right? On the graph chart. Like it's not a straight line. And if it is a straight line, you're not pushing yourself hard enough.
Totally.
Right. That's my big takeaway on that. Okay. So what words of wisdom would you give to somebody who is just starting their journey, or maybe in that really scary place of like the tipping point where it moves over into something bigger?
The biggest thing is, and this was a lesson that somebody said to me recently, and it resonated so completely with me, is that when you're feeling that discomfort, on your journey, a lot of times it means lean into it. It means you're being stretched in a way that's going to take you to the next level. And that's something that I've been doing a lot of. I was chatting with somebody about the massive scaling I'm doing in my business. And I was like, oh, it's like uncomfortable. And because I'm uncomfortable and it's new, time is moving really slowly with certain things. And he was like, but that means like that's the next level of expansion. So a lot of times when we feel that discomfort, we want to pull back from it. Also, for my friends that are listening that are really spiritually conscious and really tapped into, you know, your intuition, start to be radically honest with yourself about, are you being stretched or is it your intuition pinging you that it's not okay? A lot of times I have this conversation with, and I say this because I've done this with myself, we're like, oh, no, intuitively, like it doesn't feel good. Does it really not feel good intuitively? Are you being stretched to the next level of expansion and you're scared to step into it? And like, you need to have radical honesty with yourself about the difference between those two feelings.
Yes. Can you describe the two different feelings for the listeners who are maybe not as spiritually connected?
Yeah.
What the difference feels like?
So for me, intuition is like a deep knowing. Like, you know, when you have those moments where you're like, you're walking and you're like, I'm going to turn left. Yeah. And you're like, I never turn left. But then you turn left and you're like, oh, and you run into somebody or something happens or you see something and you're like, oh, I was supposed to see that thing. That's your intuition. Your intuition is this like deep knowing that you're like, oh, I know that. Whereas like the discomfort of expansion with new projects is like you can feel resistance with your intuition and with new projects. But when I feel the resistance in a new project and I'm like, is this my intuition or is this a resistance? I then check in, what is the resistance around? Why do I feel resistance? Have I ever done this thing before? Am I uncomfortable with the unknowing of the actual steps of action? A lot of times for me, if it's a resistance, I can be like, I've never done this before. I'm not an expert at it. I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to look dumb. And that's when I know, like, no, this is expansion. It's not intuition.
Right. Yeah. So coming back like full circle from where we started is that inner dialogue, being really, really rooted in that inner dialogue, slowing down enough to listen and hear the messages that are coming through and feeling in your body, right? Like, it's not just listening, but it's the embodiment of it. Like, mm-hmm. How is your body viscerally responding to what's mm-hmm. going on?
Totally.
You know, for myself, and I'm sure I know that you've had this feeling too, like when it's your intuition, it feels easy. Like it doesn't give you that like pit in your stomach. You have the gut feeling, right? That's different than the pit in your stomach.
Yeah.
Resistance is like a visceral, like, oh my gosh, I might be sick kind of moment.
Totally.
It feels icky. Like, it does not feel good in your body. And your intuition doesn't do that to you.
No, it doesn't.
It feels good. Even it might be something you don't want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what is next on your journey? Share with us where we can find you, what big projects you have coming on. What are those scary things that are about to come out?
Okay. So some scary things I'm working on is I work one-on-one with clients. I have really only worked one-on-one with clients because I love that type of work. And I am feeling like I want to shift. I want to shift into only working with a couple people who are like exactly what I want for business coaching clients. And then I am scheming, creating some evergreened courses. And starting to create and sell courses as a way to work with people in business, but not be involved like person to person. So that's something that we're starting to think about and work on. And then my social media business is just growing and exploding. And I was in bed. This is the other like unsexy side of things, is like my team is all over the world. So last night at 11 o'clock at night, I was in bed on WhatsApp, chatting with my assistant, interviewing a graphic designer in India, you know? So like, that's just a part of the process. So that's growing and expanding, and I'm going to be uncomfortable and scared for a long time, probably for the next year. And every morning I wake up and I'm like, is everything done? Do I need to get stuff done? You know? So those are the big things that I think are like scary and next and are stretching me. The places to find me. So I hang out most on Instagram at Regina A. Lawrence. My website is reginalawrence.com, and my podcast is everywhere you can listen to podcasts, and it's All the Things with Regina Lawrence.
Love it, love it, love it. I cannot wait to see what this next season of expansion looks like, where your journey leads you next. It's been such a pleasure. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. Thank you for sharing your experience with us and showing us that it's not always pretty and that it's really scary.
Yeah.
You just have to lean in all the way.
Totally.
Guys, check her out. She is thebomb.com. And we'll be posting this soon. I rise, you rise, baby. Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Alignment. Don't forget to share your favorite takeaways on Instagram and leave a 5-star review. Until next time, friends, I rise, you rise.